Right. Let's unpack this. We're diving deep today into this whole digital transformation that's happening in smart forestry, and specifically how sensors are really like the key drivers behind it all.
Yeah, we've been looking at some recent research, and it really hammers home how vital sensor data is, getting that high-quality information from the forest.
Right. So our mission here is to figure out how these sensors actually make forests smarter, for better, more sustainable management.
Exactly. We'll look at the tech, yeah, but also the hurdles, the challenges, and interestingly, how it's not just AI, but this interplay between AI and human experts.
It does seem like AI is often presented as the main thing, the magic bullet for smart forestry.
It is powerful, no doubt. It lets us handle incredible amounts of data.
But the research is pretty clear that power completely depends on getting tons of good data, high quality stuff.
And getting that from, well, a forest, that's the tricky part. It's a complex, messy environment.
Yeah, exactly. Not exactly a lab setting.
Not at all. The forest floor under the canopy. It's tough for data collection. But what's cool is how they combine different sensors to get the full picture. Like localization is just fundamental. You absolutely need to know where your data is coming from.
Okay, so GPS, right? Or GNSS, as they call it.
That's the starting point, yeah.
Yeah.
But under a thick tree canopy, GPS signals really struggle. They get weak or blocked altogether.
Right. So how do you pinpoint location accurately then if you can't reliably see the satellites?
Well, you combine it, you fuse it with other technologies. LIDAR is a big one.
LIDAR, that's the light pulsing thing.
Exactly. It sends out pulses of laser light, measures the reflections, and basically builds a super detailed 3D point cloud of the immediate surroundings. So it maps the terrain, the trees, everything. That helps figure out precise locations, even when the GNSS signal is spotty.
Okay. So it kind of creates its own local map to figure out where it is. Makes sense. So once you know where you are, what else are you measuring?
Well, the environmental basics are crucial. You've got sensors measuring temperature, humidity, soil moisture, even things like soil pH. This gives you that ground truth, that understanding of the microclimates and soil conditions right there on the spot.
Yeah.
Really foundational data.
Okay, ground level covered. Then you move up to imaging.
Precisely. Imaging sensors add a whole other dimension. They show you things the ground sensors can't capture. You've got your standard RGB cameras, visible light, just like your phone, good for visual checks, general monitoring. Then thermal cameras, they see heat. Super important for spotting heat stress in trees, which can be an early sign of disease or drought impact.
Or fires, I guess.
Or fires, absolutely. Sometimes they can detect the heat signature of a smoldering fire even before you'd see any smoke. Huge potential there.
And LIDAR pops up again here, too.
Yes, definitely. Beyond just localization, LIDAR is used from the air, maybe from drones, to create these incredibly detailed 3D models. Digital twins, they call
Those are
them.
just twins of the forest.
Yeah, you can map individual tree heights, trunk diameters, the whole canopy structure. It's like having a virtual, measurable copy of the forest you can analyze.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay, and the research also mentioned multispectral cameras. What's their role?
Right, multispectral. So these cameras capture light beyond just red, green, and blue. They measure specific wavelengths, including some in the near infrared, for example, and different vegetation, healthy versus stressed, or different species. They reflect these wavelengths differently.
Ah, so it's like a plant health signature.
Kind of, yeah. It lets you assess tree health, maybe identify specific species, or spot disease or insect infestations, often way before you'd see problems with the naked eye. At early detection is key.
Okay, that's a lot of different data types. How do you gather all that across potentially huge forest areas? You can't just walk everywhere.
No, you definitely can't. That's where the platforms come in. Drones, UAVs are huge for getting that aerial perspective, carrying those imaging
All
sensors.
right.
Then you have ground robots, UGVs. These can handle rough terrain, get sensors right down on the forest floor, maybe even act as mobile data relays or charging stations.
And satellites, where do they fit?
Satellites give you the big picture, broad area monitoring over time. But you still need that finer grained data from drones and ground sensors for detail, for calibration, and for verifying what the satellite thinks it's seeing. It all needs to work together.
This leads to something I found really fascinating in the research, the AI processing data. You'd think humans become less important, but it seems the opposite is true.
Absolutely essential. This is critical. AI is fantastic at finding patterns, anomalies, sifting through just mountains of data far faster than any human could. But context, real-world understanding, that's where humans are irreplaceable, at least for now.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Like the thermal camera example.
Yeah.
The AI flags a hotspot. Okay, great. But is that the beginning of a forest fire? Or is it just, you know, a parked forestry vehicle with a hot exhaust pipe?
Ah, right. The AI sees heat, but doesn't necessarily know why it's hot.
Exactly. That distinction often needs human knowledge, boots on the ground context, or just common sense reasoning that AI struggles with. The human validates the AI's alert, interprets it correctly.
So the human guides the AI, corrects it, makes the final call in complex situations.
Precisely. It ensures the system is actually effective and adaptable in the real, messy, unpredictable forest environment. It's not AI or humans. It's AI and humans working together.
Okay. So the vision is what? Autonomous robots coordinated.
Sort of, yeah. The vision is moving towards these teams of robots, ground and aerial, working together, collecting all this diverse sensor data, maybe even maintaining the sensor network, and feeding it all into these comprehensive databases, integrated with satellite data, too.
That sounds incredibly complex to actually build and run.
Oh, it is. Huge challenges remain. Things like reliable power out in the middle of nowhere, off-grid power for sensors and robots is a big one. And just integrating all these different systems, different data types, making them talk to each other seamlessly. System integration is key.
So it's less about inventing brand new sensors sometimes?
Often, yes. The research suggests a lot of the sensor tech itself is quite mature. It's proven in other fields. The real challenge is adapting it, deploying it effectively, and integrating it within this specific context of forestry, making it rugged, reliable, and useful there.
Okay, so thinking about all this, integrated sensors, huge data sets, AI analysis, human oversight, it brings up a final thought for you, our listener. With these incredibly rich, multidimensional data sets we're starting to build about forests, combining soil conditions, microclimate, tree health, structure, everything, could this finally let us predict complex events? Things like bark beetle outbreaks, which are notoriously hard to forecast now.
Yeah, could we start seeing hidden connections, links between subtle environmental shifts and these large-scale biological events that were just invisible before we had this level of integrated data?
It certainly gives you something to consider about where this technology might lead.